Dateline, June 1982. It's Peculiar, like Donkey Kong Jr. I wonder how many of us appreciate the oddity of Nintendo's rise from a playing card and toy manufacturer to a global video game powerhouse. Before Super Mario Bros., before the NES, Nintendo's entire identity as a game developer rested on the broad, hairy shoulders of Donkey Kong. In case you've never heard the story of DK's path to stardom, here's the short version. In 1980, Nintendo of America had thousands of unsold arcade cabinets and desperately needed a new game to move that hardware. So HQ turned to a young artist named Shigeru Miyamoto for ideas, and he came up with Donkey Kong. Miyamoto's concept of an everyman forced to outwit a giant gorilla quickly became a worldwide success on the strengths of its core gameplay loop and appealing characters. Most arcade games before Donkey Kong featured abstract, faceless entities like spaceships, aliens, and robots. Regardless of his depictions on the side of the cabinet, Pac-Man lacked any human features on screen beyond his flapping maw, and he still had more personality than every hero that preceded him. Donkey Kong gave us two legitimate, identifiable characters to root for slash against. Mario, a lowly carpenter, and Donkey Kong, a disgruntled ape, feuding over a lady named Lady. With a massive arcade hit and a pair of brand new superstars to their name, Nintendo had both an opportunity and a challenge on their hands to produce another winner. I say challenge because developers rarely made straight sequels in the early days of arcade games. It wouldn't be much effort to draw four new levels for Mario to clear and release it as Donkey Kong 2 Die Konger. But would that even work in a marketplace where clones ran rampant? Yet with both Donkey Kong and Mario appearing on everything from cereal boxes to pop albums, Nintendo couldn't just let those characters sit idle. Furthermore, in creating Donkey Kong, Miyamoto and his collaborators had plenty of ideas that couldn't fit into the original 1981 release. A return to the well looked increasingly sensible. Enter Donkey Kong Jr., a Donkey Kong sequel in name only, as the player controls neither Donkey Kong nor Mario. Instead, the hero of the first game has become the Tormentor, as Mario, and a second Mario, his brother perhaps, holds Donkey Kong prisoner after defeating him in the first game. The ape's offspring, Jr., takes over as protagonist to rescue his father from captivity. Our new leading primate can run and jump, but he excels at climbing, so the levels of Donkey Kong Jr. feature copious amounts of vines and chains to allow for maximum vertical movement. Donkey Kong took place in a construction site made up of half-finished iron girders and ladders, creating the modern platformer as Mario scaled his way to the top of each screen. The four levels of the original arcade game presented a very loose journey of Mario's adventure to the top of the site, with the first stage being ground level and the last being the building's unfinished peak, where Mario can remove the loose bolts and collapse the structure from under Donkey Kong's paws. Donkey Kong Jr. tells a different tale, outlining Jr.'s trek from the jungle to the city in pursuit of Mario and his caged prey. The all-natural first stage allows players to explore the climbing mechanic, with an abundance of safe spots from enemies. The second stage introduces mechanical elements and a risk versus reward shortcut via a springboard. Players can attempt to jump extra high and grab a moving rope, but if they miss, Jr. will fall to his doom. The third stage, set inside Mario's hideout, leaves the wilderness behind for an all-neon cyber nightmare, forcing players to brave a gauntlet of electrical hazards. The fourth and final stage offers the most freedom, with rows of screen-length chains and no platforms to guide or restrict Jr.'s movements. He can climb and descend all he wants, but only by pushing a series of keys up the chains to the top will he free Donkey Kong Sr. and KO Mario. From a narrative standpoint, Donkey Kong Jr. complements Donkey Kong nicely, directly following the events of the first game and offering a twist on the outcome by turning the everyman hero into a cruel villain. Whatever mistakes Donkey Kong made, he is still an animal and not necessarily conscious of his actions. He never directly harms Mario in the game either. He throws barrels and starts a fire, but any injuries Mario sustains can be viewed as accidental. However, Mario is a human being and presumably knows right from wrong, so his mistreatment of Donkey Kong and attacks on Junior must be deliberate. Today, everyone around the world knows and loves Mario, but I laugh when I think about how Nintendo turned their only leading man into a monster in his second ever video game. So while I have no complaints about Mario's surprise heel turn, the gameplay changes made to Donkey Kong Jr. do give me pause. Mario isn't the most athletic man alive in Donkey Kong, but he does three things well. He walks, he jumps, and he climbs ladders. All of these actions feel good, especially the jumping. In his debut game, Junior has the same three verbs in his toolbox, but his skills are unbalanced. He walks on all fours, so he takes his time when moving horizontally. He can't jump as high as Mario, who on a good day can leap over multiple barrels in a single bound. Junior excels at climbing, but even then only when he can pump his fists and grab two ropes at once. Otherwise, he slinks his way upwards at a snail's pace. In other words, of his three possible in-game actions, only one offers any satisfaction to the player, while the rest barely work. Even with levels built around vertical movement to highlight Junior's lone strength, having two of his three actions feel sluggish stands as a significant downgrade from Donkey Kong. Of course, these criticisms come with four decades of hindsight. Back in 1982, Donkey Kong fans like me eagerly lined up for this sequel, and I remember having no complaints. I'm sure it helps that whatever its faults, Donkey Kong Jr. carries over the appealing aesthetics from the first game. Jr. himself is adorable, with his expressive face and his cute little onesie. The hazards in Donkey Kong have no personality, just barrels and flames. But in Donkey Kong Jr., Mario mobilizes a small army of crocodile-like snapjaws and flying nitpickers to torment a scared ape child. For real, Mario, what the hell? We know Donkey Kong Jr. accomplished its mission and generated profit for Nintendo, though I don't think it ever reached the heights of the first game. Ports of the sequel appeared on every possible platform, and Junior as a character showed up alongside his papa on merchandise and Saturday morning cartoons, but we never saw a Donkey Kong Jr. 2, nor did Junior return in Donkey Kong 3. He's shown up in a few games since his debut in the spotlight, and theoretically he grew up to become one of the characters in the Donkey Kong Country series, which one I couldn't possibly say. But given his absence from popular catch-all titles like Mario Kart 8 Deluxe and Super Smash Bros. Ultimate, I'd say Junior has faded from the public view. I just hope he and Mario found reconciliation at some point, because if the abuse Junior suffered at Mario's hands remains unaddressed, the next game starring Nintendo's flagship character might just be Mario is Cancelled. Thank you for listening to this audio version of my latest This Week in Retro column, a Retronauts exclusive for our Patreon supporters. My name is Diamond Fight, and you can follow me on Twitter and Twitch at FEITCLUB, Fight Club. Good night!